Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 11, Verse Number 1 and 2. Sri Sukha Vacha, Sutve Hitam Sadhu Sabha, Sabhajitam, Mahatama, Granya, Urukramatmana, Idishiro Deite Pater, Madanvita, Paprasya, Bhuyas, Tanayam, Swayambhu, Sri Yudhishthira Vacha, Bhagavan Srota Vishyami, Nanandarmam, Sanatanam, Varnatram Acharayutam, Yat Puman, Vindate Param. Translation. Sukadeva Goswami continued, after hearing about the activities and character of Prahlad Maharaj, which are adored and discussed among great personalities like Brahma and Lord Shiva, Yudhishthira Maharaj, the most respectful king among the exalted persons, again inquired from great saint Narada Muni in a mood of great pleasure. Maharaj Yudhishthira said, "My dear Lord," he is addressing Narada Muni, "My dear Lord, I wish to hear from you about the principles of religion by which one can attain ultimate goal of life, devotional service. I wish to hear about the general occupational duties of human society and the system of social and spiritual advancement known as Varnashrama Dharma." Let me repeat. Maharaj Yudhishthira said, "My dear Lord, I wish to hear from you about the principles of religion by which one can attain the ultimate goal of life, devotional service. I wish to hear about the general occupational duties of human society and the system of social and spiritual advancement known as Varnashrama Dharma, purported by His Divine Grace." Sanatana Dharma means devotional service. The word Sanatana refers to that which is eternal, which does not change but continues in all circumstances. We have several times explained that what the eternal occupational duty of the living being is. Indeed, it has been explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jivera Swarubhaya Krishna Nityadas. The real occupational duty of the living entity is to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even if one prefers to deviate from this principle, he remains a servant, because that is the eternal position. But one serves Maya, the illusory material energy. The Krishna consciousness movement, therefore, is an attempt to guide human society to serve the personality of Godhead instead of serving the material world with no real profit. Our actual experience is that every man, animal, bird and beast, indeed, every living entity is engaged in rendering service. Even though one's body or one's superficial religion may change, every living entity is always engaged in the service of someone. Therefore, the mentality of service is called the eternal occupational duty. The eternal occupational duty can be organized through the institution of Varnashrama, in which there are four Varnas, Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra, and four Ashramas, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. So, Yudhishthira Maharaj inquired from Narada Muni about the principles of Sanatana Dharma for the benefit of human society. O Jnana Tumirandasya Jnana Anjana Talakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Stapitam Yena Bhutare Tayan Dhupa Kadama Yanda Dati Swapadantakam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Atari Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. On the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where the definition and function of dharma. What is dharma? So in that context, what you are expected to do? Actually, everybody's dharma is one, as it is mentioned here, provided you come to spiritual platform. On this spiritual platform, all our business is one. But when you are not on the platform, you have a nature. So that's called dovetailing your nature, so that you can attain spiritual awakening. We are supposed to be attracted to God, human life. Atato brahma jignasa, human life. If you stretch your imagination, if you stretch your thoughtful process, you ultimately have to suffer. Ultimately have to die. Ultimately everything will. Time destroys everything. Is that right? Everything is destroyed by time, and everybody has to go through misery in life, no exception. No matter what precautions you make, no matter what arrangements you make, but suffering is inevitable. So who would like to stay in a place of suffering? An ignorant man? Are a madman, you want to continue. But any sane man, any intelligent man, you know, when you are a student, like 10th class student, there's a time you have to decide whether I have to go for pre-medical subject or you want to go pre-engineering subject. Not that you do accounts in your studies, and then later you decide to go to medicine. Wow. Different lines. So similarly in life, unfortunately, nobody considers the goal. You first decide your goal in life. Then you know how to not waste time. Then you know what will take me nearer to my goal. What will take me away from my goal? What are my strengths and weaknesses? And once the goal is decided, as the Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, Yavasayatmika buddhi ekeha kurunandana bhavushyaka anantasya buddhaya avyavasaya. In the human society, people are pursuing countless number of interests. Everybody, very, very strange interests people have. For every little thing, people have a choice. Because they don't have a goal. So in the food I like this, it doesn't matter whether that food is good for your health or not. You go by taste. So when it is food, people go by taste. So they may lose their health, or they may overeat, or the food may actually degrade you. Like if you eat tamasic food will degrade you. So if you have a goal, I decide I want to become a perpetually happy person. I want to attain everlasting happiness. Then immediately, will this food get me closer to my cherished goal? Or this food happen? Because you have to check. It's not that I decide to remain healthy, but I can just go to club and drink. I can just eat anything, anytime, anywhere. I want to be healthy. So once you decide to be healthy, then you have to mind. Whenever you understand this is not good for your health, avoid. This will improve your health. Accept it. So goal is very important. But if the sense of pleasure is your goal, just I want to enjoy my senses, that is also a goal. And then it becomes a very chaotic, meaningless life. Just enjoy whatever comes to your mind, that is also a goal, but that's a whimsical goal. There is not any goal at all. Sir, my goal is whatever. No, sir, you are sitting in the class. My goal is just to gratify my mind and senses. I am sitting in the class. No, I don't feel like sitting in the class, I just want to go. Then you go somewhere else there and you start to play cricket. And have a, because the mind's nature is accept and reject, accept and reject. The nature of the mind. No, we all have common experience. So for many days you have not eaten any sweet. Now the tongue is hankering. All right, take sweet, sweet, sweet. Then you become, you know, too much sweet for the last few days. I've been just eating and eating. So I offered you yesterday one quarter, and now evening missed it, morning. Because, the point is, sense gratification people have made their goal in life. But that is not the goal of life. The goal of life, that is an ignorant man. That sloka is also there in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Yehi sansparsaja bhoga dukkhayona yevate adyantavanta kaunteya nateshu ramate bhuga. So it's just it. This guy is a foolish guy, this guy is intelligent. Yeah, Krishna is saying, then you have to decide. Krishna is saying, this guy is intelligent. So do I share the same thoughts? Yeah, then I am intelligent. But Krishna is saying, foolish people, they do like this. Intelligent. Yehi sansparsaja bhoga. Yehi sansparsaja bhoga means, when you contact your senses, the sense object, you get some pleasure, tongue and food, you know, your eyes and what appeals to your eyes, contact, eye contact, you know. But will it be a lasting thing? That is not lasting. So Krishna is saying, Yehi sansparsaja bhoga, any enjoyment you get by contact of the senses. Just like we are chanting Hare Krishna. But chanting Hare Krishna is a transcendental song. If you are listening to a film song, your ears are very attentive. Because your ears like that, and so you have played that film song. And but how long that will last? Film song will not last. One time, two times, you get bored of it. Because we all want variety. Variety is the spice of life. No? Variety. So, the difference between a film song and Hare Krishna chant. The film song, Hare Krishna chant, to begin with, it appears like a hackneyed. Oh, all day I have to be chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Appears. How can I chant just one song, Hare Krishna all day? Naturally. Okay, in this world you have not found a song which you can go on doing it. So you have not tried Hare Krishna and you tried many other songs and you became disgusted or you are not fascinated, at least continuously. So when devotees are chanting Hare Krishna, because there was no experience in your life of any sound giving you perpetual satisfaction. So generally it's natural that how can anybody just chant Hare Krishna all the day? So the difference between a feeling song and Hare Krishna is, the film song in the beginning, it is appealing. And as time passes, it becomes a tasteless, boring thing. Because your senses are demanding something else. Let's say even anything like that. They say, it's a joke. You like some girl and get married to her. Because she is always available, you have no appeal for her anymore. You look here and there again. Human tendency. In the beginning, all right, this is the girl I like and you get married. And after that, because that girl is available all the time, you know, you want something else. This is there. So let me go to a film and watch somebody else. Or let me read a novel and read somebody else's. That's why business is going on. Why so many films are coming? If you are satisfied with your wife, why should you see another woman exhibiting her body in the film? And in one film, one woman is exhibiting body, in the other film, another woman. So let's go, new film. Is that right? Otherwise, there's no appeal. So, a film song, because it is a new thing coming in the market, your ears become little excited. But after that, you lose the charm. So Hare Krishna, by your mundane experience, also looks like a chant like that. So there, it's a mistake. Because the Hare Krishna, what is that? That's a transcendental sound. Transcendental sound means it is not of this world. And this is the name of God. Hare Krishna is the name of God. If so many attractions are there in the world, which are all the creation of God, and reasonably you can conclude, so many attractions are there, which is all but creation of God. So that means you be assured, when you chant Hare Krishna, all things you know you don't know which are there, all it, that means you will have, that is called Nitya Notana. Nitya Notana. Nitya Notana means ever fresh, perpetually. That's why it is called the last secret of life. Last secret of life, you have tried endless births, you have tried in endless places in life, you have tried endless variety. You have gone to America, you have gone here, you have gone there, and this birth, next birth, and then sheep, he ate nice fresh grass, and as another animal you tried something else, all things, you know. But the Hare Krishna chant, this is not of this world. The soul is also not of this world. That's why we come, we go, we come, we go. We don't know where to go, we come back. Just like I ask you, please go to district collector's office and come back. You go this way, you go, and all day, no, I did not find you, come back. Once you find, you will call, yeah, I have reached collector's office. So now, we don't know where we have to go. Then is it not wasting your time wandering everywhere? First decide. Where you want to go, how you want this life to be, at the end of this life, where you want to be. So if you decide where you want to be, then that will check out the program, how you have to live. So we decided, I want to meet Krishna. Then everything, I should only eat prasadam, I should only chant Hare Krishna, I should associate with devotees, I should read Krishna books, I should do works for the glorification of Krishna. You are not giving up any of your propensities. You are not giving up your inclinations. If you are a builder and you want to build for Krishna. If you are a singer, you want to sing for Krishna. If you are a cook, you want to cook for Krishna. It's not that you have to only sing. If you are a cook, you cook for Krishna. Because you have some expertise. And everybody would like to exhibit his expertise. No? What you are good at, you do it for Krishna. This is called Sanatana Dharma. The business of the soul is to serve. Prabhupada said here, who is free from service in this world? You are serving yourself, you are serving your family members, you are serving the society. Maybe you will bring some dog or a cat and you domesticate it, your pet, and you serve it. Prabhupada, he was daily taking morning walk on the Juhu Beach, Bombay. And lot of rich people, they bring their dogs and they walk around along with the dog. And Prabhupada, he asked, is the dog master or is the man master? Naturally, he said, you show your, I am the master of this dog. But when you see who is serving who, after all, the dog is just a dog animal. And this guy has to take the dog to the veterinary doctor, and this guy has to feed the dog. And when the dog wants to pass through, this guy has to stop. So, who is controlling who? He is controlled by the dog, at least the time he is spending with the dog. The dog is controlling him. Otherwise, you just let the dog go. If you don't want to be controlled by the dog, just leave it and you'll be independent. So the point is service. If you, we tell people, they think deity is unresponsive, deity is, has no reciprocation. People think, because you are not trained. You come to the temple, they put some Krishna's image, idol, deity here. And you stand there, you don't see Krishna speaking to you. Because you are not trained. So, you don't have any appeal. Now we invite you, please come to the temple. This is what I will do there. Just watch the standing images of God. Because your soul has not become activated. So you have no feelings for God. Like you are a stranger, you have come to stay in our temple, and we are all devotees who have been staying in the temple. He came in the morning, he doesn't know that he had to bow down here. Walking into like your classroom, or walking into some bus station. He came in, and then we are just looking. But a devotee, when he comes into the temple, God is so great, and I am so fallen, and I want God's help, so that I don't remain in a fallen condition, and I know my weaknesses, and I am unable to overcome. So let me bow down. Let me bow down and seek the blessings of the Lord. All things will begin once you understand the soul. So Sanatana Dharma means, you are eternal. Sanatana Dharma means you are eternally a servant. People are forced to serve, or people out of the temporary infatuation, they want to serve. You like your parents, you like your family members, you want to see them happy. You work all day and spend for them. But unfortunately, that is not an eternal relation. Your daughter will get married, your son will find a job in United States will go away, or death comes, snatches or separates you. So all the temporary relations, they may appear like satisfying, but as you can extend your human imagination, you say, no, this will not last. That's what we say. We use the two words, duty, and attachment. Take family. Your attachment to the family, obviously, and you take on duties towards your family. Attachment is there, duties are there. Duties is all right, because if you are a husband and your wife and children, it is your duty. Where else they will go? You have to provide for them. Duty. And if there is attachment also, then there the trouble starts. When your daughter gets sure, you become feverish. Attachment. In that you lose your efficiency, number one, and there is nothing you can do about it. You can give medication, and then but your mind, because it is attached, unnecessarily sitting in the office, how is my daughter feeling now, coming from the market, your mind is attachment. So two things, duty and attachment. Unfortunately, people have no duty to God, at least by duty. Duty means you have no attachment to God. I must do this because I am a human being. I should have something, some dealing with God. No attachment. So people have no duty to God, let go the attachment. So now, how to balance? How to balance? Everybody has attachment somewhere, and everybody is discharging some duties. When you understand Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, you know where to do things as a duty and where you have to put your attachment. So, duties you have to do, your job, your family. But attachment you should develop with Krishna. దాన్ని తెలుగులో విషయం తెలుగు మొక్కుబడిగా దేవుడికి సేవ చేయడం. నో ఐడియా వాట్ ఈస్ గాడ్, నో ఐడియా వాట్ గాడ్ లైక్స్, నో ఐడియా ఈజ్ దర్ ఎనీ రెసిప్రికేషన్ విత్ యూ అండ్ గాడ్. నో, ఐ జస్ట్ యూ డూ ఇట్. యూ గో టు తిరుపతి, కమ్ ఆన్, డూ యూ ఫైండ్ ఎనీ రిలేషన్, ఎనీ రెసిప్రికేషన్? బికాస్ యూ నెవర్ వెంట్ త్రూ ది process of training. You can say like this. If a metal, it is completely covered with thermocol, and you wrap it with some cloth, and then you bring a magnet. Magnet and metal have a natural attraction. The magnet will pull the metal. But if you conceal it with the thick, then it is not attractive. So similarly, we all have a natural attraction for God. But unfortunately, for many, many births, we were in bad association. For many, many births, we have spoiled our way of life. So we have no attraction. So what we have to do? Treatment. Treatment. When a person is sick and his body is not functioning naturally, suppose you are swollen, you are a good example, you have very swollen leg, and generally people want to run around, jump and celebrate, but in your condition, sit down, because your leg is not cooperating with you. So what are you doing? You are treating your leg. Once your leg is completely treated and your back is normal, then you are also going to jump and walk around and you enjoy going around because you are in your normal health. So similarly, morning also we were reading that Upadesamritam. Upadesamritam, Rupa Goswami is giving a very good example. Drushtayasva bhava janitayar vapadasya dosha pittopatapya pittopatapya rasanasya narochikvanu kentu adarujanam kalusai vajishta swadvi kramad bhavati tadgata mudulahanti. The translation being exactly it applies. We all have a natural attraction with God. We all can eternally be blissful in serving God. But unfortunately, no idea about God, no attraction for God, and no effort to cure your diseased condition and get back to your natural life. That is not, attempt is not made. So Rupa Goswami is saying, a person affected with jaundice, the sweets taste bitter. He has no relish for sweets because perverted taste because of jaundice condition. But when you actually take sugar cane juice, glucose juice, because you need some energy, and then take rest, and in the course of time, when your jaundice condition subsides and your tongue becomes normal again, then the normal relish of sweets. So similarly, right now the human society, 99% of the people are separated from God and they are covered up by Maya. So they are attracted to perverted taste, liquor, cigarette, cinema, novel, this, that. And are they happy? They are not happy. And they are going more crazy because the inner quest is not fulfilled. So that's why we are introducing spiritual principles. You are a spirit soul. You will never be satisfied by outside things. You need your connection with God, which is your natural life. So chanting Hare Krishna is the beginning. When you chant Hare Krishna, that sloka says, when you engage your mind and tongue in chanting and thinking about Krishna, that awakens, that cleanses, and then again you get your natural taste. And this you can go on doing forever. I am spending about 40 years now in the temple. You see our enthusiasm? More. The beginner, because he is distracted with dirty thoughts. But once the dirty thoughts are cleared and your natural relation with God, then you become what is called Anandambudi Vardhanam. Vardhanam means, you know, Telugu, Vardhanam means ever-growing. Anandambudi Vardhanam, Pratipadam Purnamrita Swadharam. Every time you chant, you get a sweet taste in your mouth. Whenever you chant Hare Krishna, right now, out of faith you are chanting. Oh, Swamiji is saying chant Hare Krishna. The scriptures are saying chant Hare Krishna. You know, I am not happy without chanting Hare Krishna. I am not happy without chanting. Let me try this. And then, because you have tried everything else, nothing is left. All right. Nothing could satisfy me. Now this I have not tried. Let me try chanting Hare Krishna. And you chant in the association of devotees for at least you chant for a month daily for about half an hour. You chant Hare Krishna and you review yourself. You evaluate. I have chanted for 30 minutes for 30 days. We say anyone who has tried Hare Krishna sincerely, they were all
caught in the beauty of this Krishna song. People who have not tried, they are speculating what is there, what is not there. Just chanting Hare Krishna, I have tried so many things, literally spent money, tried physically many things. But this guy is saying, just chant Hare Krishna and you will be happy. Our crude mind, it cannot believe that chanting Hare Krishna actually can forever make you happy. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Hari Nam Sankirtan ki.